From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. There were a half dozen handcarts in the Bountiful Handcart Days parade on Friday, but the crowd standing along Bountiful's Main Street got excited for the last entry, more than 2,000 young men dressed as characters from the Book of Mormon. KUER's Dan Bomas has the story.
Corey Hanks, the president of the Bountiful South Stake of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, came up with the plan. For years, Hanks has been playing the character of Helaman, a military leader in the Book of Mormon account of the long wars between the Nephites and Lamanites. In the story, Helaman led 2,000 young warriors who had never fought before, but they were taught by their mothers that if they did not doubt, God would deliver them.
I just thought that it would be a wonderful thing to be part of something big for the community. Everybody would just be excited about it, and these young men would love to be part of an opportunity to make something jump off the pages of church history and scripture history and come alive.
Moms were a big part of the parade entry, creating the yellow tunics, armbands, and headbands for each participant. Becky Hanks was fixing last-minute problems with duct tape.
Right now, if the boys' shorts are too long, hanging down below their tunics, then we're taping them up. However, lots of them, the tunics are too short, so we may just give that up.
The participants ranged in age from 12 to 24, from dozens of different wards in North Salt Lake and Bountiful, with some coming from as far as Tooele to take part. At about 6'5", Branson Bell stood out in the crowd. He'd just been called as a missionary.
I went to New Jersey, Morristown. So that's like the entire top half of New Jersey. That's my area, at least.
You excited about that?
I am way excited about that.
Brothers Sefa, Punu, and Talmadge Te'aupa had a different reason for joining the parade.
Yesterday, my uncle called me and said he signed us up to be a stripling warrior.
And everybody seemed to remember the original story a little differently.
Wait, there were 2,000 of them, right? 2,000 of them, warriors, and they always listened to their mom, and none of them died in the war.
Okay, good to go.
Each warrior carried a stick with a roofing nail in the bottom meant to make a sound as it hit the pavement. Just before they went to their assembly point, Corey Hanks coached them in working together to march and chant their motto, "We did not doubt."
Don't go too fast yet. Don't go too fast.
We did not doubt!
Okay, let's go in here.
All right, great job.
The parade included all the typical entries, local businesses, politicians, high school cheerleaders, the Free Wesleyan Church of Tongass, and its marching band. But the crowd came to its feet as Corey Hanks approached in his costume that looked rather more Roman than ancient American. In all, it took about 10 minutes for all 2,200 warriors to march past Bountiful City Hall. Amy York was delighted to spot her brother, Taylor Heiner, in the ranks.
We're a bunch of weird Mormons, aren't we? But I think there's a lot of meaning in reading the account in the Book of Mormon, and it's awesome for those kids to bring that to life.
Stake President Corey Hanks, also known as Helaman, says he has no plans to make this an annual event. He says once is enough. Dan Bomas, KUER News.